And welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for, well, actually the 3 hours today, but we'll talk about that later on, but certainly the first 2 hours of Community Connections. And, of course, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we in the first hour we have Siri. And I need to keep reminding everybody that Siri is C-I-R-E. And with me this week I have Kenia, who's the marketing manager, and April, which is her assistant as the marketing coordinator. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks, Alan.
Hi.
It's good to have you along. Kenia, you want to talk a little bit. You've got some thank yous you'd like to come up with first.
Yeah, look, basically we'd just like to thank the community and all the staff at Siri, because it's been a really trying time as everyone, you know, is feeling it with the lockdowns, and some of our services haven't been able to be up and running, so we've had to do a few cancellations and postponements and use that word pivot, but that's what we've had to do. So we've had so much support from the community and obviously our staff, we can't thank them enough for how much they've done, having to work at home, and obviously, you know, a lot of them have families and kids, and they're trying to homeschool, so they're juggling so many things at the moment. But one of the things that we have been doing is a community pantry. And I'm not too sure if everyone's aware of that, but the community pantry it's outside, so it's available 24/7, and it's at the Yarra Junction Community Hub and also the Chirnside Park Community Hub. So we take donations, and that's like food donations and so forth, any toiletries, anything that could help people in need. And if you are one of those people that happen to be in need, well, you can just drop by and pick up what you need. And take it. It's free of charge. So
it's 24/7 too, isn't it?
It is. So it's just there for people who might need that little extra. And we've had some great donations from people. So it's worth, if you're in need, popping down there and having a look, taking what you need, and obviously, you know, and letting people know about it, as well as if anyone wants to donate, they just need to drop down to the community hub in Yarra Junction, which is just next door to the post office. Or the community hub in Chirnside Park, which is near Kimberley Reserve, just a little bit further down from Chirnside Park.
And the one at Yarra Junction, as you say, it's all outside, isn't it? They can drop off anything at any time or pick up something that they need.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Chirnside Park one might be only during business hours, and when they are closed at the moment, but they do actually have, they've got the Early Learning Centre is open.
Very good. So, and, you know, like, and I know we've said this a number of times on this program, it is very hard, particularly for the mums and dads, because I was talking to someone the other day and he's got three children at various stages of schooling, so they're all on their laptop, not this week because of school holidays, but they've been on one of their laptops each trying to do that, and mum and dad are both working from home, both got full-time jobs. It's extremely hard for parents like that.
Yeah, and you can be impacted by connectivity as well, like in regards to the internet, when you've got a lot of people in your household using your data. You know, there's a number of things that can be quite frustrating. Look, you know, April and I and many people at Siri, like, we're very lucky. We've been able to have a job and been able to do it remotely, you know, and that's been great for us, but there's so many people who haven't had that. So that's why Siri's here. We want to obviously support the community as much as we possibly can. And, you know, just pretty much be there for them.
So are all your services on school holidays for the next 2 weeks, or have you still got some of your programs running?
Well, the school's obviously on holidays,
yep.
But like our early learning centres, and just saying that now, we're no longer Children's Services, so we have had a name change. We're now called Siri Early Learning, and that just encompasses what we do in regards to our childcare and our early education services. So, yeah, the early learning, that's only at the moment for essential workers,
yep,
that have got kids. Until I think the last report was, I mean, that could change very much. I think it's when we get to 70% double dose.
Yep.
And then after that, when we're at 80%, it might change again. But, yeah, so at the moment, that's really, I mean, we have got the Yarra Junction Community Hub is also open. And that's open because they are deemed as an essential service because of their Centrelink. There's only certain things you can do in there, and it's you know, obviously social distancing and having to wear a mask and things like that. There are guidelines, but because we're a Centrelink, They can actually, it's open at the moment.
Sounds great. All right, look, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more from Siri.
This is Cora. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 19 minutes past 12 and still stuck on 13 degrees. And being the fourth Wednesday of the month, I have with me Siri, CIRE Services. Just a quick reminder that Cindy McLeish will be along between 1 and 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we have the Choice Tunes. And I've got the special guests coming in. They've got their 10 songs all lined up, so we'll have a bit of fun with them too. But anyway, let's get back and we're talking to Kenya in April. The occasional childcare, is that still open but only for emergency workers? Can you tell me that, please?
Do you want to do that, April?
I believe that children of single parents or anyone working in the essential services can still access our early learning services. More detail will be available if you contacted us on our 1300 835 235 number, and our team will be able to give you a more direct answer.
Sounds good to me. All right, now you'd like to talk about the school. Now we know a bit about the school, and we know you've now got another campus down in Berwick. So tell us a bit more about the school, please.
Well, we've got a new campus principal for Yarra Junction.
Have you?
Tyson McNamara has joined the team. So it comes with a wealth of experience in VCAL and VET, which is great to have.
Yep.
So that team's really, you know, it's coming to form now. Stephen has, Stephen's actually now the principal at Mount Evelyn. So Stephen was one of our wellbeing leaders, but he's a principal at Mount Evelyn, and we've got Tom at Berwick. So it's all coming together, which is great. We've also got enrolments open for term four still, so if anyone does want to enrol, we've still got spots for term four. So instead of waiting until next year, you can enrol in Term 4.
And that's and at that, the three, is it that, sorry, is that at the three campuses you've got vacancies?
That's at the three campuses, but where we have, where we'd like to talk about enrolments is for years 5 and 6. So that we're taking enrolments now for years 5 and 6, where we've, the facilities have all been put up at Yarra Junction. I'm sure that that was spoken about earlier with other members of SERI, but we've now got the capacity there with a new classroom, and we've got some students already, so we're looking at obviously letting people know about that.
That's at the three campuses, 5 and 6?
No, yeah. That's just Yarra Junction.
Oh, just Yarra Junction, right.
Yeah, Yarra Junction's 5 to 12, and Mount Evelyn is 7 to 12, and Berwick's 7 to 12.
Yep.
But also, yeah, like, so we're still taking enrolments at all levels, at all campuses in Term 4, and also if you're looking at enrolling for 2022 as well.
2022. At the moment, are the schools all operating online or some of them up front?
It depends. Some of the more vulnerable students or students who have to work in the classroom, we do have a selected few, but most are remote. But we certainly offer that as well, because our students need to have both options depending on their circumstances. So we still do have students on campus, but again, it's with social distancing and making sure that there's mask wearing and so forth.
Wearing masks and all that. All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. April, you'd like to talk about the re-engagement of students at the school.
Yeah, so our team worked closely with the students to help re-engage them with learning and build positive experiences with education. And one way they do that is they follow an interest-led kind of learning program and create projects around the students' interests. And we've got a really talented student at our Yarra Junction campus, Dylan, who recently entered and actually won the People's Choice Award in the Yarra Community Bank's 2022 competition. So he's work will be featured in a calendar of theirs next year. And the same student actually landed an internship with the Gold Coast Suns, the AFL team, and travelled with the team up to the Gold Coast and took some amazing shots of of the game and has some amazing content. And he's actually now launched his own business called Dills_Photography.
That's terrific.
It's just amazing to see students, excel and just, once they're interested and engaged, how far they can actually take their learning. So that's just a massive positive that we can take from, our education model.
And you sort of wonder what could have happened to that student if they hadn't been re-engaged through your school, don't you?
Oh, that's right, yeah. And it's the same for a lot of our students, I guess. You just hear just these really inspiring stories of them completely turning it around and making, these amazing successes.
Oh, that's fantastic. It must be terrific when you get the end of the year and be able to look at some of these success stories and perhaps got a student that wasn't going to go, or was disengaged, and all of a sudden you get them re-engaged and then they come up with a story like that. That'd be terrific, wouldn't it? It must be a real boost for the teachers and the staff at the school.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think it's for Siri wide, even others outside of the business units, hearing the stories, it just affirms why we do what we do.
So how do you get the students? I know we've talked about this before. I mean, some of them can be self-reported, can't they? Or their parents can talk to you about them. But is that how you mainly get all your students?
They do engage the school, parents of students that are disengaged for a number of reasons, whether they've experienced trauma or whatever the reason is that they've disengaged with education. We do receive some referrals from services. Can you think of any other ways?
Yeah, look, a lot of it's based on referrals, so it could be from health professionals, it could be mental health professionals, people like that. And then also at schools, so it's just the parents themselves. Siri's becoming a school of choice, which is something that we're both striving to do. And it's not just disengaged youth. That's a part of the school, but there's also a number of students that just don't excel in mainstream schooling, and they need a different type of way of learning. And Siri provides that. It's got the additional support that they will need. And what we do is we try and find what motivates them. And if there's something that motivates them, then what you can find is there's someone who might be, doesn't know what they want to do. Like Dylan's a prime example. I met him a couple of years back when we were doing a professional photo shoot. And he was telling me how he wanted to be a sports photographer. And it looks like this is exactly what he's going to end up doing. So those types of stories, you can see that there's such a positive end to it. But there's a number of students that have gone on to achieve great things from Siri, and it just shows that the Siri Community School is extremely supportive in what they do, and they are building a reputation as being a school of choice, not just a school where people need to go because they don't fit into mainstream schooling.
Well, that's terrific. So, I mean, you do obviously, in the schools, there's going to be various levels, aren't there? Some that are really disengaged and others that are just mildly disengaged, and they all come together, obviously, under the one teacher.
We had a student last year, remember, April, that did the yearbook.
Yeah, that was a
really inspirational student.
And just on that, it's not just the teachers that are working with the students. We have a really strong and supportive wellbeing team that'll actually, if a student's having a tough day, they'll actually walk with them into the school grounds, and we have a breakfast club every morning where the students can make themselves a hot drink and get some breakfast before they start the day. So it really helps them kind of warm up before their lesson. So it's a team, approach to supporting these students.
More so than just you go into a classroom, the teacher stands out the front. Well, I must say, even mainstream education has changed a bit, but I mean, they've a lot of those, they can only teach to the medium of the class, can't they? That you can't have 30 students and have 30 different sorts of teaching, whereas in your groups, you aim more to teach to that child's ability, don't you, rather than, well, this is the mainstream and we've got to try teach to that.
Yeah, it's to the individual. So you could have a student. We've had students that have that have been in, like, you know, their year 10 foundation level of VCAL, and they've finished it quicker, you know, they finished it quicker than they would in a year. So they start to move into their intermediate VCAL in the same year. We've had other students that have needed to take longer to do it.
Mm.
So it's that flexibility and finding what suits the individual's needs and what motivates that individual so they can actually get the skills to succeed and be able to, you know, leave Sierra Community School with a qualification, such as finishing secondary school, which is so important these days.
Absolutely. All right, we're just going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. 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 There will be an answer, let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there's still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of her music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be.
And of course, at 2 o'clock today, we'll be doing Choice Tunes. I've got a special guest, they'll be in with their great 10 songs, and we'll discuss them and about their life. But anyway, we were with Siri at the moment. April, you wanted to tell us about Jake.
Yeah, so Jake's one of our students at our Yarra Junction campus, and he's actually completing a project for the Black Dog Institute, where he's growing a mullet for mental health. And so it's just a bit of a plug for his fundraiser. So if you wanted to join in or read more about it, you can find more details at our Sierra Community School Facebook page, which is just at Sierra Community School.
Oh, that's terrific. And because the black dog, that's the depression, isn't it?
Yeah, it is mental health, yeah. So he's got a bit of a personal tribute and a bit more information about why he's doing it, but he's chosen to spend September growing a luscious mullet. and raising funds for the cause.
Well, before we leave at 1 o'clock, we'll be giving all the contact details for Siri. Now, Kenny, what would you like to talk about?
Just to let your listeners know that Yarra Ranges Business Tourism and Economic Recovery Committee, this is something that we're a part of. It aims to help people within the community gain employment locally. Obviously, a lot of people have lost their jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it basically, we're working closely with the Yarra Ranges Council along with Box Hill Institute, and there's some other stakeholders to support people returning to work. So when we give out our numbers at the end, it's the main telephone number, but if anyone's interested, they can give us a call. There's also the Liddell Youth Hub. This has actually been spoken about previously on previous programs because it's been, I think it's over 12 months now. We started it over 12 months ago working with Inspiro, UNA, Eastern Community Legal Centre and Anchor. So they're ready to launch their program. It ensures holistic and effective health and well-being options for young people within the Yarra Ranges. So basically it means they've got a holistic approach where you can go to a centre and you're able to access things like education, legal, health, and it's for youth. So
all in the one spot.
It's all in the one spot, which is something that the Yarra Ranges, this region really needs. And it's really exciting to think that they've finally got a premises now, which is in Liddell. It's on the main street. And they'll be looking at opening up as soon as they can, I would imagine. And just to stay tuned, because there'll definitely be more about that coming about once things open up, because they'll want people to what's available to them, and they'll promote it quite heavily.
Because I think one of the things we've spoken about before too is if a young person's got three or four different issues, and you say, go here, then go there, then they can very easily lose interest, can't they? So it's much better if they can go to the one spot.
Yeah, and the great thing about the hub is it's not just like, yes, there's the legal side of things there. We can help with legal, we can help with education. That's where Siri comes in. And then there's the health. And also there's about accommodation with Anchor involved. So there's those four key services that obviously are part of the hub. However, if they need something else, there are going to be support people there that will be able to link them with other areas and be able to play that, I suppose, that support where they don't have to do it themselves. I'll have someone to help them, guide them through that maze that you were just talking about.
That's terrific. Whereabouts is it? Is it in the main street of the Lilydale? Or?
It's in the main street. It's actually opposite Siri. Where we are, we're sort of just before you go over the bridge. Yeah, so it's on the opposite side. It's where that car park is.
Right.
I'm not too sure of the number. We tried to look it up, but it wasn't on their website. Look, I'm sure it's going to be over all of the social media once it happens. They've got a great campaign that they're working on at the moment, so we look forward to that. And Siri is happy to play such an integral part of that, and that's something that we like to do, is partner with others. And, you know, as a group, we can achieve so much more.
Do you know roughly when that will be, when the launch will be?
They're working on it now. They haven't released a time yet.
Right.
So, again, they're just saying that there was an email that went out letting people know that they're about to launch their website, and they're also about to they're working on their premises. So, it's not far off.
Because some of those things are still held up by COVID, aren't they? I mean, you still can't turn up at a lot of these places anyway.
Yeah.
So that'd be terrific. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Summer's here and the
April, you'd like to talk about the opening evening that you've got on tonight. Obviously, the way things are, it's going to be a virtual meeting.
Yeah, so our early learning centre is having a virtual open evening to give families an opportunity to take a virtual tour, meet our team, learn about our programs and just have a live Q&A. We've actually got Chernside Park tonight at 5pm and Mount Evelyn tomorrow at 6:30. We had Yarra Junctions last week, which was quite successful. So if you'd like to come along, you'll get our details at the end of this interview, but details are at our Facebook page.
No worries. Now, I think, Kenny, you were going to talk about something.
Yeah, look, there's some really good news. We're actually opening our First Impressions clothing exchange in Yarra Junction.
Oh, that's true. Oh, because that's been down in Moorabbin.
Yeah. That's right, yes. So what we're doing is we're, like, at the moment, obviously, we were hoping to have an official launch and everything this year, but we've had to postpone that till early next year. Because we want it to be where we don't have to worry about numbers and things like that. So we just thought it was best to postpone it. But we'll have a soft launch. So we're doing what we can do, what we're allowed to do during lockdown, and some of those things have happened. We've been able to get some of the work done. The shop is being fitted out as we speak. That's been a bit slow because of the lockdown, but we're getting there. And we've also started to give the hub a little bit of a facelift to let them know that FICE is coming. And a part of that is where the door that you would come into from the street for the shop, because it'll be at the front of the hub, we have painted that pink. So we've got, well, it's a pink frame, but so it's basically you look out for the pink door. And when we're open, we would welcome anyone to come in and take advantage of not only the fact that it's repurposed clothing, which means obviously with sustainability and things like that, it's good for the environment, but also what we're mainly doing is if there are women out there that need support, and that support can be anything from helping with interview techniques to resume writing to presentation skills, anything like that, we're going to have workshops that you can actually come along to and help you gain employment and get back into the workforce. There's also volunteer options as well. So if you wanted to get some retail experience, now we can offer that in Yarra Junction, which is great because it means that it's not just in Moorabbin. We've got it in Yarra Junction. And if it's as successful as Moorabbin, we can see this as being something that Siri definitely will look at hopefully expanding one day. You never know.
I mean, we've said this before, and we need to acknowledge this, that some of these ladies have not worked for a long, long while, and all of a sudden their partner is now out of work and could be for a while. And so all of a sudden some of them want to look at entering the workforce. A, they probably haven't got clothes, and we can say that people shouldn't judge you by your clothes, but that's what happens, whether we like it or not. And the other thing is, some of these ladies probably haven't ever had a resume or know how to go through an interview program, which can be quite devastating if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it can be quite daunting. You know, if you've been a stay-at-home mum and you've been pretty much doing that unpaid work for a very long time, as they like to say, you know, and then you find yourself, you're your own boss, and then you find yourself trying to get into the workforce, it can be really daunting. And that's another way that Siri is there to support the community. You know, the programs that we do, we try to make sure we're meeting what the community needs. And we do have high unemployment and we people who need support. So we're really proud of FICE. We think that it's a program that not only helps women, but it also is a program that supports really good community initiatives, and it just shows that something as good as that, you can hopefully get some people. And we're looking for sponsorship as well, so if there's anyone out there that wants to help us with sponsorship, you can play a part of FICE's success by helping us out. Now, we're not saying you've got to donate huge sums of money, but everything helps, and if anyone would want to actually donate to FICE, that would be great, whether it be clothes or whether it be funds. We're a registered charity, so all donations are tax deductible, and it just helps put back into the community. If you're looking to do so, FICE is probably one of the great programs that's local that you could get behind.
Well, that sounds terrific. I think that's a great idea, and I know we've talked about Milrabark on a number of occasions. I think it's a fabulous idea, and I think you are helping people that in a lot of ways really do need a hand.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. It's great to think that we're going to be in Yarra Junction. I think that they'll be very happy with us being so close and providing those services.
Because it's a long way to go from if you're living in the Yarra Junction and Warburton and that, down to Moorabark. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people haven't got cars to be able to get around.
That's right.
You know, you can hop on a bus and go. That's terrific. So, again, just before, we're getting very close to the end now, mm-hmm. So you've got your virtual things tonight. One's at 5, it's at 5 o'clock tonight.
And, that's great.
And that'll tell you a lot more about Siri than what we can now. And tomorrow night at 6:30. And that's for the Yarra Junction, wasn't it?
Yes, for Siri Early Learning Yarra Junction. And, we are taking enrolments for our early learning centres across the board. And we are also taking enrolments for our accredited training, which is another part of our business unit. We've got a Term 4 intake. So if you want to, pursue a rewarding career in growing industries, we've got 3 courses coming up, a Certificate 4 in Education Support, Diploma in Community Services. They're both 100% online, so you'll be able to learn from home as well, or basically anywhere in Victoria. And we do have a certificate. Individual certificate?
Yes, Certificate 3.
Certificate 3 in Individual Support, which is on campus base, but we'll work with you, during the lockdowns to see how we can best support you with that.
And particularly, I think we've mentioned on this program before that even Siri have got positions available in childcare, haven't they? So if you do your course in childcare, you've got some sort of chance of getting a job straight after, haven't you?
That's right. It's kind of a circular approach that we've got. A lot of people end up employed with Siri, which is great, and it happens from our school as well.
All right. You've got us excited. We need to find out now how we can get involved. So give us some phone numbers. When you give them, please give them a couple of times so that we've got time to write them down. Your website, any Facebook pages. Tell us how we're going to get hold of you, please.
So you can call Siri on a 1300 line. You'll get our amazing receptionist who'll be able to direct you. So our 1300 number is 1300 835 235, and they'll be able to direct you to any of our business units. All business units have their own social media pages, so you can find us on Facebook. You just type in the Siri Early Learning,
which
Siri
is C-I-R-E.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a
C-I-R-E. Siri Community Hubs, First Impressions Clothing Exchange, Siri Services. We've got a whole bunch of pages that you can find us on, but our big bulk of information is our website.
If I just go to Siri on either Facebook or the other, there'll be links to all the other, because I might know what I want to get involved in yet. So if I just go to one,
we have tried to link. Yeah, so we have tried to link the appropriate pages throughout our website. But if you have any issues finding anything you need, just give us a call and we'll help you get that information.
All right. So what's the website? What do I go to find the website, plus?
Siri.org.au.
Can't get better than that. So it's Siri.
It's so easy. It's nice and short. And just about social media, just Google Siri Facebook, Siri Community School Facebook or Early Learning. And you'll find all our Facebook pages, and there's always a lot of really good information on there. It's really worth following if you're interested in those industries. And we've also got some Instagram pages too, which April has been working on, and she does a great job looking after all of that. And the Instagram pages are great with lots of images and stories and all the things that we're up to. So I would encourage people to follow us on social media.
Sounds good.
Look, I would too.
We're fast running out of time, fast. If I want to get involved with the virtual, what do I have to link on to get to that?
If you were to go to our website, siri.org.au, you navigate to the early learning page through the buttons at the top, and you can find the registration link at the top of the page.
Sounds terrific. Ladies, unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is on us. Thank you for your time again, and we look forward to seeing some people from Siri fourth Wednesday in next month. Thank you
very much.
Thanks for having us. Bye. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.